The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you'd like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what it is that we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, our street team pictures, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as a lot of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time as to who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please email us at radio@youcanruninternational.com. That's radio@youcanruninternational.com. Once again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty America. It is Friday, the 22nd, 2012 of November. And you have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan, the guy that we call the other guy. Check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. If you'd like to be a part of the show today, 1-877-807-9977. Again, that number is 1-877-807-9977. Folks, this is the show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, Mr. Other Guy? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's
head. Kid. And in a lot of people's heads today. There's a whole new perspective, not only about Thanksgiving, which we just celebrated yesterday, and
we're going to talk about that in a minute. That. Yes.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. But also the true meaning of law and where it came from and what our foundations are. And this week in Bradley's article on WorldNet Daily, his column, it's called Supreme Court, a law unto themselves. That's what they would like to think of themselves.
I like that.
It's just not.
What do you
the
call
truth.
It?
It's just not the truth. The Supreme Court are not a law unto themselves, yeah. But yet that's what they would have the American people believe. And here's two things I just want to read out of this column. It is so good, folks, and it's a short excerpt.
And I bet it's where
judges.
You helped to the article, right?
Actually, it's William Blackstone's quote.
Oh, that was my idea.
William
Blackstone.
And
I've already been tagged on that one, too. William Blackstone was a Tory.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but we're still walking in that freedom, aren't we?
Yeah.
That rotten Tory. You know what? If the Lord can use an ass to speak through, he can use a Tory to speak through, can
Absolutely,
he?
Absolutely.
All
yeah.
right, cool.
Mr. Blackstone said a professor of common law, whom our founders often reference when framing the American Constitution, is the second most quoted human author in that time period. No enactment, this is a quote, no enactment of man can be considered law unless it conforms to the law of God. Nowadays, this was a Supreme Court ruling decision. This is what our Supreme Court says now. Now, like in that mentality, what founded our country and what gives us and protects our liberties that we have nowadays.
Good point.
If the posted copies of the Ten Commandments are to have any effect at all, it will be to induce. This is a Supreme Court decision.
Mm-hmm.
This is written by them.
Like their opinion matters, right?
If the posted copies of the Ten Commandments are to have any effect at all, it will be to induce the school children to read. Okay. Meditate upon.
That's good.
Perhaps to venerate and obey the commandments.
But?
Which is not. a permissible objective.
That's incredible.
It is incredible.
It's unthinkable.
So eradicate all standards of law, and then what do you have? You have anarchy.
That's
and what
right.
do we have in this youth? We feed them with Hollywood, movies, how to kill, how to have sex, how to use drugs. That's free speech.
Yep.
We eliminate all...
They say.
Exactly.
Yep.
And this goes back to the title of the column. Folks, find it on Facebook, The Sons of Liberty. The Supreme Court, a law unto themselves, is a fantastic video. Takes each one of their records.
Vetting the Supreme Court. Yeah, yeah. Isn't it interesting
open
that when you're saying that, that you're bringing them through in who we are and what we're about, and now all of a sudden they say this is free speech?
Yeah.
America has exchanged God for the Supreme Court.
Exactly.
Because the Supreme Court said, and the weakest branch of government has now become, for some reason, the strongest.
Sure.
As if to say the Supreme Court, when they say something,
yeah,
it's law. Obamacare is unconstitutional. Homosexuality is unconstitutional. Abortion's unconstitutional.
Yep.
I mean, this is just the beginning of many of the, infractions or the assails, the assailants, they are, towards the Constitution and who we are as a people. They are not a law unto themselves, friends. They are ruled by law just like we are, and they are not appointed life. If you read the Constitution, it talks about good behavior. Yeah. When they operate out of their scope of authority, regardless if it's the Supreme or inferior courts, they're to be impeached immediately by the people of America.
First time.
But you have the conservatives of the day saying that they're appointed for life.
Mm-hmm.
No. Here's the other thing. When you look at their records, the question that I leave with everybody on today's article, it's on the front of WorldNet Daily. My name is Bradley Dean, by the way. Hello, how are you? When you look at that and you weigh it out in the light of the Constitution,
mm-hmm,
it's interesting. We have a radical lesbian on the bench now who's never she's never decided a case a day in her life. Sotomayor, she's an internationalist. Ginsburg, she's un-American in every sense of the word, even going to Egypt, talking about how she wouldn't model their Constitution after ours.
Mm-hmm.
Kennedy, Roberts, treachery, folks.
Mm-hmm.
Treachery.
And they just gave
Scalia,
us
Scalia. Then you got the black dude.
Clarence Thomas.
Yeah, Clarence Thomas. Some of them have good records. But still, even if they go out just one iota, friends,
mm-hmm,
it's your job to impeach. And once you let them do it just one time, guess what they're going to do again? You encourage them to do it again and again and again and again. Now people are afraid they're going to go after the guns. Let me tell you this. They don't have the right to gut the pith and marrow out of the Second Amendment. We've been talking over the last week about 56 million dead in the name of gun control. I'm sorry. And then what I wanted to talk about today was the gun banners and the mayors. They can't own guns because they're criminal. And I'm going to bring you down the path of those that are trying to disarm the American people. And you're going to find out who the criminals really are. Why would a criminal want you to be disarmed?
That's a no-brainer.
It's a thank you. It's a no-brainer, isn't it? Why does a criminal America want you disarmed? Who else would want you disarmed?
Definitely
the righteous wouldn't.
That's right.
Only a criminal would.
Yeah.
So we're going to come back to that. But before we do, I'm going to come back and I'm going to highlight Jake's letter that he handed out to everybody yesterday. And three quotes from our founding forefathers talking of Thanksgiving. And then what I'm going to do is I'm going to play a real quick piece of what the younger generation was asked about Thanksgiving, folks. Yeah. And let me tell you this. You're going to be shocked. It's really shocking ignorance.
Yep.
And they were all saying the same things.
They were.
Could it be the educational system?
Yep.
Indeed it is. Folks, you got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Radio.com. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back after this break. Hello, this is Bradley Dean, show host of the Sons of Liberty Radio. And for the last 15 years, we have been fighting to protect our liberties. And we would ask that as you are moved by this message, that you would keep in mind that this ministry can only continue with people such as yourselves. One of our friends and partners, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources, would like to make you a special offer to encourage you to partner with us, the Sons of Liberty.
This work cannot continue without your support, which is why I'm willing to offer a constitutional silver dollar coin to every person who donates $100 or more by calling 866-233-0747. The Sons of Liberty Radio.com has impacted culture and made a difference in thousands of lives. Make your donation of $100 or more and receive your own silver dollar coin. Monetary system is in trouble, and gold is a great way to diversify your investments. Call 866-233-0747. Make a $100 contribution to receive a silver dollar coin. It's 866-233-0747.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
I think our producer is excited for Christmas.
It puts people in a good mood. It's Friday. It's Black
True,
Friday,
it's Friday,
and I guess for a lot of stores, it's really black. It's not flying the way that they...
It's not...
No. They're not doing as well as they thought they would be doing. Good for them.
Give us four more years of Obama.
Well, how many emails do you get a day from outlets, man? It's like, geez, lay off.
Oh, yeah. Black Friday sale.
Oh,
sale,
Best
sale.
Buy just over the sale. Top. It's like, whoa. Yeah, it's bombing on them. I'm glad it is. Good.
It's
you reap what you sow.
You know, I was just teaching the kids this morning. This is going back to national calamities, and we're in one right now as far as a financial crisis. But in London, after Charles II came to power, he started to turn away from the Puritans that had ruled before that, away from ungodliness and started partying more. There were more alehouses that went up. There was more entertainment. That's what they focused on. And then all of a sudden came the plague that they couldn't get rid of, and then came the London fires.
Yep, yep.
So God knows how to shake things up.
Oh, he does.
Get people to understand. The benefit to the fire was it purged all of London. It burnt almost all of London down. It also got rid of the plague, and right after that, the people turned at that reproof.
Yep.
They set up 25 churches. That was the first things that they built in London and turned back to their God.
It happens all the time. Mm-hmm. Millions of people die, then they turn back to God,
yep.
And then they read in the book that they should never turn in the first place. And then they go on for a couple generations, and then they whore themselves out again before God. Literally, that word.
Yep.
And then they do it again and again and again. And America's doing it right now, and they're just tempting God and seeing how far they can go.
Mm-hmm.
And the righteous are sitting back and watching them. They're allowing them to do it.
Yeah.
Edmund Burke was right. But let's get to the point real quick, talking about Christmas. Isn't it interesting that we teach our kids when they get older that, you know, toys and cars and houses aren't everything.
Mm-hmm.
But as little kids, what are we taught to do by a system? We're taught to give them toys. We're taught to give them everything they want. Or they're taught to sit on Satan Claus, his lap. They're taught everything.
Yeah.
Gimme, gimme, gimme. My name is Jimmy.
Mm-hmm.
And then they spend the rest of their lives trying to cut that cord or those mm-hmm. attachments from their lives as to what they've been taught.
Yeah.
Idolatry, covetousness. And people blame their kids for what they do. And in fact, they're the ones putting the toys in their hands all the time. But anyways, case in point, we're at Thanksgiving, at least a day past Thanksgiving. I want to rewind one day. This was Caleb Bonham from Revealing Politics interviewing people on what children should be taught about Thanksgiving. Listen carefully. Hear it again. Interviews people on what children should be taught about Thanksgiving. This is the revisionist version. And this is what your kids are saying today. Go ahead.
What do you think we should teach our kindergartners about Thanksgiving?
The truth. They need to know about the racism and the violence that went on.
So what do you think we should teach our kindergartners about Thanksgiving?
that is totally meaningless. There would be massacred millions and millions of Native Americans. Well, our nation was founded on slavery, genocide, murder, theft, and mass injustice that is continued to this day.
So what do you think we should teach our students about this?
I think we should teach them about the genocide of the natives and why it happened and why we celebrate it.
Probably the slaughter and, you know, the genocide that was a resultant of our colonization and things.
You got to tell them the behind-the-scenes story that they stole and they stole.
You know, we have this happy, glowing picture of what U.S. history looks like, and then we have the reality of genocide, land theft, and slavery.
Melissa Harris Perry said on MSNBC, "The kindergarten story that you learned about grateful pilgrims and happy Indians is not even close to the historic reality of how European settlers brought violence, disease, and land theft to indigenous people." What do you think of that?
I think it's true. I think that we need to educate the real story.
I think that's something that everyone should know in kindergarten.
I think we brought, like, bad things to Indians.
So what do you think we should teach our students about Thanksgiving?
I think John should just spell the whole holiday.
Just
get rid of it. Yeah.
It's just fake. Celebrating something that only belongs to them.
I mean, personally, I don't know.
I think what we should do is just everyone that thinks America is so bad, leave.
That's right. Ship them up.
I don't see anything wrong with that.
Mm-hmm.
We're walking in the freedom 237
right.
years later of what was fought and sacrificed for. And these guys are being re-educated, friends, in a communist mindset. And here comes MSNBC as their point of reference again, friends. And what did she say? Your point of historical understanding of Thanksgiving is completely wrong as to what you were taught in a school. Where does MSNBC lean on this issue? Oh, lean forward. Communism,
course,
friends.
Yeah.
So what are they doing? They're setting up a new generation to hate their foundations. Again, this is all through the revisionists. I know that there's Trail of Tears of Thomas Jefferson. I know that there was slavery. I know that we had a lot of issues, but they're all sin.
Mm-hmm.
And I agree
That's
with
right.
them. But we don't sit there and see the righteousness through these men and condemn them for their errors and go on from there. No. What we do is we're walking in the freedom through their sacrifice.
That's right.
And every one of them had errors. You know, I hate to say this, friends, but I ain't perfect neither. You know what? You're not perfect neither. And by saying that I'm not perfect doesn't justify my errors before God. No, I want to be perfected. I want to learn from my mistakes so I never make them again. That's what I thrive to do.
Mm-hmm.
I want to be perfected.
You know,
what I do is I throw off the bad and I take the good. That's what America has learned over the last 237 years.
Yeah.
Throw off the bad and put on the good.
Yeah.
But we don't throw off God in the good, friends, because God is the good in the lump.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't do that. And this is exactly what these younger people, college students is what they were,
mm-hmm.
are taught to do. Hate their foundations, hate their forefathers.
Yep.
When in fact they don't know a thing about them. And who's telling them this? They're professors and MSNBC, a communist organization, progressive
yep.
by nature.
They hate it so bad. What are they doing here? The old adage of don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. Well, first you have a child in a tub and you wash him down. He gets the water dirty. Do you throw the baby out and say, why did you get the water so dirty? And it's the same thing with our country. We had what was called a seed.
That
seed came out of England.
Yeah, yeah.
And as we wash up and clean it, and it goes into the water, which we have. We've cleaned up a lot of things in this country.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the documents, when MLK stood for equal rights, he quoted the Declaration of Independence.
That's right. It was an issue of law, friends, not
exactly.
color.
Yes. When Thomas Jefferson did the same thing, they quoted the Declaration of Independence. They had the platform there. They had the baby. They had to wash the garbage off of it, throw out the water, keep the baby.
Yeah.
The baby may have caused the water to get dirty, but once it's clean, it's not worthless. And that's what so many people do. They take the God of our freedom and our liberty, and they take men who claimed God,
yeah.
and they throw out God with those men, instead
yeah.
of just throwing out the men, the sin, as you said.
Yeah, well, we need to take this mentality and the Michael Moores of the world,
yeah.
and the MSNBCs of the world, and we need to send them
exactly.
over the communist nation.
I
mean, if they want to follow their doctrine, then go yep. for it. Why don't you just go to your founders, go to the forefathers.
Yep.
Go over there and see how it works out for you.
Of course it won't. I mean, I counted this.
Jake, I wanted to say this, though. Right when you're watching the video, these kids, they're all healthy.
Yep.
Some of them are out shopping. They didn't look like they lacked anything.
They took the day off, too, mind you.
That's right. Thanks. Just like they all do, especially those that complain. So the politicians that complain about the holiday.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then why are you taking a day off?
Stay
up there, man.
Yeah, we can't
do
Christmas.
Your job. Yeah, yeah. But when I looked at all these kids, none of them were lacking.
No. Not a bit.
And I'm trying to figure out, how does that work out?
None of them experienced anything that they wrote. I wrote this down. Slavery is mentioned twice. Actually, three times, I believe. Genocide was about five times. Theft, three times. Injustice. This was all what happened in Thanksgiving. To the contrary, in Thanksgiving, half of our founders died the first winter.
Yeah.
Then when they got to spring, a miracle came, and that was a Native American who spoke English, who later was baptized and lived with those colonists for the rest of his life. Those colonists did not steal any land from Indians. They bought it, and they traded with them.
Yeah.
And that first summer, they celebrated because of the harvest was so huge that in the fall time, they thanked God. That was the purpose of Thanksgiving. Thank God for his bounty.
As did they when they got off the Mayflower and they landed in America. They got off and they thanked God. Those were Puritan preachers, friends. Another point. Has the American government violated treaties, covenants, agreements with the Indians? Oh, yeah. But let me ask you something for those that are complaining about it.
That's right.
Who's letting their government do it?
That's exactly right.
You are.
Because it's your government.
Like, it's just like when people come back and they complain about Vietnam. Dude, if I'd have been around during that time and I seen people protest our veterans coming back, I would have had a serious problem. They once did it in my town. Mm-hmm. I would have protested them. I would have stood against them and I would have welcomed the soldiers. You don't blame the man that's doing the right thing. Well, you allow the government to do the wrong thing because the government's a representation of who you are. That was Congress's fault, not the soldiers. The soldiers swore to uphold, and we hear this all the time. You know, the soldiers, they're unconstitutional wars. Yeah. So why didn't you stop them?
That's exactly right.
Your voice goes to Congress. Your voice is the Congress. Why didn't you stop them before they sent your kids over there in the first place? Mm-hmm. And it's the same things these kids are doing. They're protesting the wrong people. Instead of taking responsibility and righting the wrongs, they're letting the MSNBCs of the world re-educate the professors of the schools. Re-educate. We hear it all the time. All them kids on public schools, I'll tell you what, they're so bad. Well, let me ask you something, sir, ma'am. Where are your kids? I have them in school. You know, I got to do what I got to do. I know, but you're at home watching television.
Yeah. Oh, you complain. Yep.
No. God said to train them up in the ways that they should go, and when they're old, they will not depart from them. He didn't tell you to have somebody else train them up, and that's exactly the fruit of what we just heard. I'm going to come back, give you a couple quotes from our forefathers concerning Thanksgiving, and then we're going to get to the gun banners, the mayors, the criminals themselves.
They want your guns.
They do. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood-use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own healthcare decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's utopiasilver.com or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
Gun control and talking about the mayors, the anti-gunner mayors and their crimes. Let me kick a couple off for you. Governor Thomas Jefferson, 1779. Listen carefully. Governor Thomas Jefferson, 1779. "I appoint a day of public thanksgiving to Almighty God to ask him that he would pour out his Holy Spirit on all ministers of the gospel, that he would spread the light of Christian knowledge through the remotest corners of the earth, and that he would establish these United States upon the basis of religion and virtue." Oh, I hate it. Oh! Oh!
Don't read that one.
Oh!
No.
You gotta close your eye at that one.
Yeah,
oh! Whoa! Here's another one. This one's really good. This is Governor John Hancock. You know John Hancock, the big signature on the Declaration of Independence?
Son of Liberty?
Yes. "I appoint a day of public thanksgiving and praise to render to God the tribute of praise for his unmerited goodness towards us." Grace is what he's saying. "By giving to us the holy scriptures which are able to enlighten and make us wise to eternal salvation, and to present our supplications that he would forgive our manifold sins and cause the benign religion of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to be known, understood, and practiced among all the inhabitants of the earth." Governor John Hancock, Sons of Liberty, 1790. I bet you probably didn't hear that, did you, friends? Oh, I could go on and on and on. We could read state preambles, Jake.
Mm-hmm.
We could talk about oaths that were sworn in each state.
Yep.
We could talk about scripture that was used for certain crimes that are being promoted today and the condemnation of them through scriptures. That's why we're called the light of the world. But that was our Thanksgiving proclamations by a couple of them, friends.
By 1815, various state governments, these are state governments of these United States, had issued 1,400 official prayer proclamations. almost half times for Thanksgiving and prayer, and the other half for times of fasting and prayer.
Yeah.
So it's just eating turkey and celebrating. There's literally fasting and prayer before the harvest started, and Thanksgiving and feast after the harvest.
And what are kids taught today? To hate their founders, to hate their foundations.
Slavery, genocide, theft, injustice.
And by the way, is it true? A lot of it's true what they're saying. But again, you don't throw the baby out with the bathwater.
Mm-hmm. And you also understand who eliminated those bad things.
Yeah.
Who eliminated
Christians.
Slavery? Who's Christians? And what was their means?
The abolitionist.
What was their means? It was the Bible.
MLK, Frederick Douglass. Let's go back to John Quincy Adams, the second president of the United States, who said it was an abomination. No. I was talking about John, his dad, too.
Oh, okay.
Not just. And by the way, that's right, because it was James Madison. That's right. So in saying that, when you go back to John Quincy Adams and his dad, John Quincy Adams was abolitionist, as was his dad hated slavery, and so did his mom, and his mom called it an abomination.
Yeah. Benjamin Franklin and Benjamin Rush in Pennsylvania started the first anti-slavery society, even though the British, who were the colonists, Lincoln, Benjamin Franklin, and Benjamin Rush from Pennsylvania.
100 years apart there, dog.
Lincoln did some good things, though, too, I guess, for slavery. But those two started an anti-slavery union, a group, in Pennsylvania when slavery was still considered legal by the British. It was illegal to do what they did, yet they did it anyways. Many of our founders were strict abolitionists.
Yeah. And when you look at Abraham Lincoln, 13th Amendment, you can look at what was, folks, you just got to do a little homework and look into these things. Why were, and isn't it interesting, let's go back to the modern, let's go from Abraham Lincoln to Kennedy and Johnson in MLK. Kennedy's didn't want to do anything on the whole civil rights issue, but Johnson, after Kennedy's assassination, Johnson passed it right away. Yep. And I don't know, friends, if you know or not, but Johnson used to call MLK and to ask his advice all the time into the Oval Office. Yeah. So it's amazing what God will do to get things passed, regardless if the man is there.
That's
God
right.
will get the job done, regardless if he has to use an ass or he uses someone that knows what they're going for.
You know, that was the most
inadvertently or advertently.
During Lincoln's administration, what I got the most out of last night was when you looked up into the loft when all the black folks came in and the amendment was passed. Every single one of them was thanking God, looking to heaven and praising God for it. And I saw all the political manipulations and everything that went into play.
Yep.
But what I saw is God answering the prayers of those men and women. And the politicians think they were the heroes. They had nothing to do with it. It was God's hand moving through this by the prayers of those that were enslaved.
Yeah, and by the way, even what was being used as the initiative to pass the 13th Amendment, it wasn't for the purpose to free the slaves. That was political maneuverment to look good in the eyes of the people.
Mm-hmm.
History.
Yeah.
And you can't get away from that. You can't. But look at God's intent.
Yeah, exactly.
God will have his way in the whirlwind, and that's exactly what Scripture tells us. So no matter what people, you know what, you can see a mess of things. You can see a blockade of things. You can see people stonewalling. God will always have his way in it, regardless if man, he doesn't have to use man. He'll get through man. He'll get through criminals. He'll get through the good guys, the bad guys, the good, bad, and the ugly.
Yep.
But what comes out of that? God's perfect will.
Yep.
And that's what's awesome about the things of God. And it shows you where man fails, God will still perfect.
That's right.
And glorify himself through fallen man in every sense of the word. Let's get over to gun control. I love this. We're going to highlight the whole last week tomorrow, 2 to 4 Central Standard Time Zone, all over the country and in 52 other countries. We've been talking about 56 million dead in the name of government gun control. New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg in 2006 organized mayors against illegal guns to enhance gun restrictions on citizens city by city. By the way, Mayor Bloomberg is a homosexual. Just wanted to share that with you. But the Second Amendment Foundation says perhaps he should be focusing on the mayors themselves, not the residents of their cities. Michael Bloomberg created this group to further his personal agenda of public disarmament. This is the guy in New York that's telling people how much they can drink and how much they can't drink. Explained SAF, the founder and executive president, Alan F. Gottlieb, but within the ranks of his organization, speaking of Michael Bloomberg, our research has found several politicians who have been convicted of various serious crimes, thus making it impossible for them to finish their terms. We discovered, he said, one mayor convicted of perjury and embezzlement, another who was convicted of attempted child molestation, another who was convicted of assault and racketeering, There was one who was convicted of bribery, fraud, and money laundering, and another who was convicted of domestic violence. These are the people that are trying to disarm you, friends. In short, Gottlieb said, many of these elitist politicians can no longer own firearms. And why? Because they're felons. The crimes that they were convicted of suggested that they are public enemies rather than public servants. I love that. No wonder why they want to take guns from law-abiding citizens. Perhaps Bloomberg should worry about background checks on his colleagues rather than law-abiding gun owners, he suggested. And on April 25th of 2006, 15 mayors worked with Bloomberg in Boston Mayor Thomas Menino to set up the organization to restrict guns. The group said it wanted to take, or to make, I should say, safer cities by cracking down on illegal guns. I agree.
Sure.
On illegal guns, on criminals, not the law-abiding. Because mayors have a responsibility to protect their communities by holding gun offenders and responsible gun dealers accountable.
Right.
Did you hear that?
Said.
Yeah. What did you just get out of what I said?
I was like falling in line. Like, huh? Responsible gun dealers?
Yeah.
Hold them accountable if they're responsible gun dealers.
Why are they
dealers?
Going after the dealers?
So what do you have to hold them accountable for if they're responsible?
I guess they expect the gun dealers, when they sell the gun, to actually, I don't know, babysit the individual they sell the gun to.
Yeah.
And then if a crime's committed, then they go back to them. We should do the same thing. We should use their mindset against them, friends.
If a crime's committed, you can't be in office.
That's exactly right. And this is exactly what this is about.
That's right.
They say they want to trace data for law enforcement efforts, and they want to make lawmakers to fix gaps and loopholes in laws that make it far easy or too easy for criminals and other prohibited purchasers to get guns.
Criminal.
Have you ever heard of a black market, friends? How do criminals get guns? Do you think they walk into a store, they're felons,
mm-hmm.
and they're going to go up to the guy and say, hey, I'll take a Glock 45, let me check that out. I'll buy that. What's the first thing the guy says? I got to do a background check.
Yep.
The felon says, okay, can't buy a gun that way. So what does he do? He walks out and he finds someone on the street to sell him a gun.
Mm-hmm.
That's how it works. Folks, so their argument and their rationale is irrational, is what it is. Because law abiders are the only ones that can purchase guns in the first place.
That's right.
So why are they going after law abiding citizens, as is the one that makes the gun and sells the gun?
And law abiding dealers.
And as far as the law abiding dealers, as long as they're not selling to criminals, which they're not going to lose their license over doing something like that on purpose,
mm-hmm.
what are they going to do? They're going to vet everybody that wants a gun, too. Have you ever bought a gun, friends? It's not easy. Some days you got to wait for 7 days. Some days there's a 3-day waiting period. Some days you can just go through because they'll vet you right away.
Mm-hmm.
But what does it do? It goes through a federal system and it finds out if you're a felon. And if you're a felon, guess what? You don't get to buy a gun. So criminals don't go into gun stores to buy guns legally or lawfully. They'll try to do it under the guise of somebody else. Therefore, they're breaking the law to buy the gun. So why should I be accountable? It's like this. If I go into Burger King and I get a bad hamburger, am I in trouble for buying the bad hamburger, or is Burger King responsible for selling me the bad hamburger?
Yep. The first time, it would be Burger King's fault.
Oh, it would be. Okay. So they need to know. But mm-hmm. if there's a crime committed, do you get what I'm going for?
Totally.
Okay.
Yeah. You can't blame the gun. And that's what your whole article was last week. You know, I'm just thinking, if you make the law stricter, will that really deter the law breaker?
No, the more laws that you make, you're really, you're gutting the pith and marrow of those laws is what you're doing.
And what you do when you create a law...
Where there's no more respect for the law.
And with these type of laws, what you do when you create a law is you take away a right. And that's just the bottom line. You make a law that says you can't own a gun if you just took away a Second Amendment right, which says the right to bear arms, keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed. You create an infringement in the case of law or under the guise of law, you take away a right.
But what are these guys doing? They're out trying to actually find people mm-hmm. that are doing something unlawfully, and we're in agreement with that.
Yeah.
But now when you create the crimes and then find out that you yourself are the criminal trying to criminalize law abiders.
That's right.
We're going to stay on this vein. 56 million dead, friends, in the guise of gun control, government gun control. We'll be right back after this break. Sons of Liberty Radio.com.
The Mind War documentary
brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. In this documentary, you will see firsthand what happens when you teach the Constitution in public schools, how the media is lying to the American people, how our posterity is being lied to through indoctrination, and what it takes to bring about real change. You will also be brought back to the foundations of who we are as a people and receive insight into topics such as our founding fathers, abortion, the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Listen to a few responses from the nationwide premiere screening of this documentary.
Absolutely fantastic.
I came all the way from Hollywood for this, and I'll say, you know, this is what is really going to break the back of the camel out there.
He didn't mess around with words. We need to be able to stand up as a society and say, enough is enough.
Everybody in America should see this.
If we don't speak the truth, they're not going to know the truth, and this is full of truth.
To order your copy of this documentary series, go to YouCanRunInternational.com, YouCanRunInternational.com, or call 1-866-233-0747.
Do you think your home is toxic? According to the Consumer Protection Agency, over 150 chemicals found in the average home are connected to allergies, birth defects, cancer, and psychological disorders. The proven fact is, we live in the most toxic environment in history. Yes, toxins can be killers, but there's something you can do. Detoxify your body with the Ion Cleanse detoxification system from A Major Difference. The Ion Cleanse is made in the USA, carries the best warranty in the industry, and comes with a no-risk, money-back guarantee. We have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and are trusted by thousands of doctors worldwide. Visit IonCleanse.com. That's IonCleanse.com. Or call 877-315-8638. That's 877-315-8638. Invest in your health with the Ion Cleanse from A Major Difference. IonCleanse.com. One of the most important decisions you will ever make.
For all women and men who wish their fingernails were harder, this Christmas, wishes come true. Introducing Nails of Steel, a new revolutionary nail hardener. Nails of Steel puts muscle into your soft nails with a creamy, rich, natural herbal formula that is antifungal, hypoallergenic, and biodegradable. Just massage a drop of Nails of Steel over your natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time. Within the first week, you'll notice your nails getting stronger to eliminate breaking, chipping, splitting, hangnails, and fungus. Nails of Steel makes a great stocking stuffer for women or men. And right now, get 3 1-ounce bottles for only $74.95. That's about a $5 price break on each bottle that'll last you for months. Visit nailsofsteel.com. That's nailsofsteel.com. Nails of Steel. It's like a salon in a bottle.
The Sons of Liberty. Oh, friends, I'm so sorry. 1-877-807-9977. Call us tomorrow. I'm so sorry. I didn't even bring it up today. Forgive me. Let's keep going on here, talking about corrupt mayors or gun banners, and we're talking about how criminal they really are. The SAF is publicizing mayors who have run into their own troubles. It is launching its campaign in newspapers, magazines, and on the internet, revealing the criminal and ethical wrongdoings of many of the mayors themselves that are going for law-abiding citizens and their gun ownership. Gottlieb reported the research conducted by the foundation found a far higher rate of criminal activity within the ranks of the MAIG than among the ranks of more than 8 million citizens who are licensed to carry concealed firearms in 49 states. Not 57, Mr. Obama. While Michael Bloomberg has been campaigning to turn gun owners into criminals, literally, friends, Gottlieb said the criminals in his own ranks were engaged in such activities as tax evasion, extortion, accepting bribes. Are you ready for this? Child pornography, trademark counterfeiting, and perjury. One was even convicted of assaulting a police officer. Folks, how we talk about the demigod attitude? They believe they're above the law. Congressional immunity. Have you heard that? Yeah, they like that one. And these people have the audacity to smear law-abiding gun owners as potential criminals simply because they exercise their own constitutional right to keep and bear arms. Jake's got a great picture, as a matter of fact, on Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. It's called The Right to Bear Arms. You should see these pipes on this dude. Go ahead and post that for him, friends. Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook.
Wait till you see these bear arms, buddy.
Okay, so talking about the right to bear arms, he should pay more attention, speaking of Bloomberg, the anti-gunner in New York, the mayor, to what his friends are up to, then worry about the gun owners he's been trying to demonize. Listen to this again. Demonizing gun owners, friends. Demonizing gun owners, friends. Every time crime is committed, they never talk about the criminal that actually committed the crime. They just point their finger at the gun.
Guns.
Every single time. The Second Amendment Foundation is the nation's oldest and biggest group to focus on the constitutional right and heritage to privately own and possess firearms. Founded in 1974, the foundation has grown to more than 650,000 members. Forget about the 4 to 6 million that NRA has.
Yeah.
How many GOA has, Gun Owners of America. I go on. In addition to precedent-setting McDonald versus Chicago Supreme Court case, SAF has funded successful firearms-related lawsuits against the cities of Los Angeles, New Haven, Connecticut, New Orleans, Chicago, and San Francisco on behalf of American gun owners. So you are literally having to raise up organizations to deal with those in government that are trying to demonize your rights. Just think about that, friends.
And then you find out that these people demonizing your rights are actually criminals themselves, literally felons. Number one, how in the world did they get in office anyways? But number two, isn't that part of the curse?
Yeah.
They'll rule over you that hate you. Who hates you but he who's willing to break the laws that protect you?
Let me read it again. Gottlieb said, the criminals in his own ranks, speaking of Michael Bloomberg and the anti-gunner mayors, they found that these mayors that are going after gun law-abiding gun owners have criminal records in such fashion. Tax evasion, extortion, accepting bribes, child pornography. That's a big one too, friends, by the way. There's a blackmail going on.
Mm-hmm.
If you looked at what was going on over at the Pentagon, 5,000 employees at the Pentagon were blackmailed through child pornography, but they made the choice to do it.
That's right.
Okay. Brian Bender from the Boston Globe broke that story, if you'd like to check that one out. Pretty shocking stuff, friends. But again, the criminals in his own ranks, Michael Bloomberg, so those that are trying to demonize gun owners, law-abiding gun owners, were engaged in such activities as tax evasion, extortion, accepting bribes, child pornography, trademark counterfeiting, and perjury. One was even convicted of assaulting a police officer.
Yep.
I can go on, friends. I mean, it's just this bad.
Who else would it come from?
That's right. Who else would do this?
It doesn't come from normal-thinking Americans. It can't come from normal-thinking Americans, because what normal-thinking American would try to deny his own rights to life, liberty, and his property, his pursuit of happiness, to protect his life and to protect his goods? That is what is fundamentally at the heart of every true American. Just because you live in America, just because you're a mayor, just because you're a governor, just because you're a congressman, does not make you American. It does not make you love people. It does not make you a leader. No more than standing in a garage makes you a car. What does is those principles that are insured by our Constitution, and they're secured by God who gave them, and secured by the Constitution. I mean, just one of those mayors assaulting a police officer. Okay, a police officer is one who upholds the law to protect. Right? Protect and serve is the old adage on the cars.
I love good cops.
Exactly. Yeah. And who doesn't? Because why? It produces patriotism. I go shake his hand. Thank you.
Yep.
You're helping keep my community safe.
Strengthening it, yeah.
So then you have a mayor that will assault a cop and then tell you you can't have guns. What does that mayor plan on doing once you don't have guns?
Jake, we've seen that at the Capitol a couple years ago.
Oh, yeah.
Men that we knew before they were sworn in.
Mm.
Humble.
Yep.
Cool.
Yep.
Meek. The day after their inaugural.
I'm a congressman.
Oh, after they swear in, it's like all of a sudden they got this rock star attitude on them. Like, you know what? You work for them rather than them working for you. Friends, this isn't uncommon.
That's right.
This is very common.
And what just happened in the last election, it flips back because people see their hypocrisy. Once they start to put the rubber to the road and they can see their action, because you know a tree by its fruits. And then when you see the fruit and you know that it's not right, then you oust them.
Well, you just ignore the fruit. That's what happens in America. You just ignore it and hope it goes away. It doesn't go away. It gets worse.
That's right.
Yeah. Speaking of 56 million people throughout the world in the 20th century murdered by their own governments through the guise of gun control, didn't Hitler try to... Didn't he gun grab Jake? I'm curious.
Yeah, he took them right away from the Jews. Gee, I wonder why he would take them away from the Jews. No Jew can own a firearm.
Yeah.
Is that because he's
essentially... his political opponents as well.
Yep.
Yeah.
And why would he do that? Because he's going after their lives. Well, first of all...
And he had the useful idiots to do their bidding for him because he never pulled the trigger, right?
No, he didn't.
At least that's what we're told.
Yeah. He pointed the finger and said, do that.
What about Stalin when he killed millions and millions and millions of his own people and he said, I could have never did that had they not forfeited their right to bear arms?
And who were those millions of people? People that dissented with him and his government. Regime.
Yeah.
And people that stood in his way of his power grab.
Jake, tell the story of what the communists do because their soldiers are expendable.
Oh, yeah.
This is interesting, folks. So those that fall in line with these gun grabbers, you need to understand who you're working for. And I think this story will bring it into quick perspective for you.
And I believe it was Khrushchev who was in charge of the military. And it was really shocking to me because in World War II, that the Russian soldiers that were fighting against the Allies, they were actually an Allied power fighting against the Axis power. So the Germans were coming in to invade Russia. And so the Russian soldiers would send their troops out, but the problem is the troops didn't have any guns.
No.
And so they would send them out to run to the other side, punch out a German and get his gun. That's how they got a gun.
Yeah, if they didn't get shot down first.
Exactly. So the Russians start running because they're under complete fear and terror because that's what their government represented. They start running over and they start getting shot at, so they turn around and come back.
Yeah.
And Nikita
without
Khrushchev,
a gun.
That's right.
Yep.
And here the communist soldiers of their own country, Russia, points at them and fires their firearms at them and kills their own soldiers because they ran back because they didn't have guns.
Yep.
That's how expendable.
That is how sick these people are.
And how many thousands.
And for people that go along with this ideology, this is exactly what you're up against. Yep. You are expendable. You are expendable.
Yep.
And just keep in mind, when you do their biddings, if you get away with it, which you will not, all the way up until Judgment Day, you are going to answer for it, like it or not. It's appointed unto men once to die, and after this, the judgment. You're going to answer to God, regardless if you like, and you're going to bow your knees, you little stubborn criminal you.
Yeah.
And you're going to bend your knee before me, and you're going to confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. But up until that point, if God doesn't deal with you before that, just keep in mind, those that you work for, you are expendable. I want you to listen to me, you criminals that listen to my radio program. You are expendable. They don't care about you no more than they care about anything else. The only thing they care about is power.
And you know
it. And look at the history of every single one of them. You are expendable.
Yep.
They don't care about you. They don't care about nothing. And I don't care if you do it in cahoots or not. God will see to it. Though they go hand in hand, they shall not go unpunished.
You know, and most of these people that you're speaking to even now that maybe are even listening, you know that you're expendable. You know that wicked men cannot promote goodness. You know that an evil tree brings forth evil fruit, and it's no different in terms of world affairs. Going back to the expendability, look at how many people Stalin threw at Berlin just for the pride of his own heart. How many generals he would demote and even kill. Hitler doing the same thing. You are completely expendable.
Everyone, every dictator, you're expendable.
That's right.
When they don't, listen, if they're not ruled by law, it's because they themselves are not. Listen, there is no such thing as a king that's not ruled by law. When they're not ruled by law, they're a law unto themselves. And if you trust carnal nature, you got coming what you got coming. That's the beauty of law. It prevents. It sustains. It protects. And people don't get that. And it judges, too. And the thing is people don't go that far with it. They think that when a man comes up with a new idea, the Bible talks about us not to be given over to change, neither. And what is this administration's whole motto? Change. What's their slogan? Forward now, but it used to be change.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what he's doing? What is he doing now? He's
transforming?
He's fundamentally transforming the foundations of who we are.
And
folks, you got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty, Saturday, 2 to 4 Central Standard Time, 1 John 3:18. Love you, bye.
When natural disasters strike and the water supply is shut off, you won't panic because you have a CWR emergency water filter. CWR Environmental has been supplying emergency water filters worldwide for over 25 years. The difference? CWR emergency water filters are portable, easy to set up, and exceptional at removing bacteria, parasites, sediment, and many harmful contaminants, including chlorine and harmful microorganisms. Plus, they are NSF certified to assure performance. CWR emergency water filters can produce thousands of gallons of safe drinking water from any water source and come with a 5-year warranty and money-back guarantee. For a limited time, the filters are specially priced with free shipping. Call now, 800-444-3563. That's 800-444-3563. Or go to CWRSurvival.com. That's CWRSurvival.com.
CWR Emergency Water Filters. Drinking water you can trust for when you need it most. CWRSurvival.com.